This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to recap what has been a very busy last 24 hours in the National Football League with one of my favorite people to talk football with, Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated. Matt, how you doing today, my man?
I'm very busy today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Happy to have you on the show today. Let's just start with this. I am surprised that the Chiefs were not more of a player for Amari Cooper. Just everything to me made sense to go get Amari Cooper. When you think about the draft pick compensation that was given up, the Chiefs have 2 third-round picks. You think about how much the cap space was to acquire him. It was less than $1 million. I'm really, really surprised that the Chiefs lost out on Amari Cooper.
I am too. I wrote a piece about a week ago over on Sports Illustrated where I kind of detailed different connections that teams have. And Cooper doesn't have an obvious connection to the Chiefs in the sense like they didn't have an offensive coordinator tied to him or something like that. But the Chiefs are somewhat cap challenged. They have about $4.9 million in space. And when you trade for a player, you take on their base salary. Well, Amari Cooper's base salary is $1.2 million. And prorated, it's less than $1 million. It's about $800,000. So I'm with you. Like, I always looked at him and thought, if the Chiefs are going to go out and get a guy, there's a guy that makes a ton of sense. It's not going to cost you a lot financially. It's not going to cost you more than a third. And they could have outbid Buffalo. They could have given Tennessee's third if they had to. Could have given their own third. Would have done the job when you look at the rest of the details in that trade. So, I will say this. If you're the Chiefs, if you end up getting Deontay Johnson or DeAndre Hopkins, I think you feel fine about the whole thing, and it's not a big deal. But if they end up walking away from the trade deadline with, like, DeMarcus Robinson, that doesn't cut it. Then that's a failure by the Chiefs front office.
Which of those options do you think is best for Kansas City? Amari Cooper was my number one. I'd probably say Deontay Johnson is my number two option after that. I then would take DeAndre Hopkins. I think Hopkins is the most expensive of all of them. He's the older of those options. I'd rather go with those first two, and I think it gave you the flexibility to sign either of those guys to a short-term kind of contract after this season. Which other option do you like most?
Everything factored in, I think Deontay Johnson is kind of a 1B to my 1A of Amari Cooper. Like, I think they're pretty close. If the Chiefs go out and get Deontay Johnson, I don't think it's some big drop-off. Like, Cooper's had a better career, but Johnson's also a lot younger and has played with no quarterback his entire career. So if the Chiefs end up getting Deontay Johnson, I think if you're Brett Veach, you go, okay, you know what? It's pretty much a wash. You feel good about it. Hopkins, it's hard to say he's older. He was productive last year, had 1,000 yards, but has not been off to a good start this year. But again, they have no quarterback. So it's a little bit more – I think that's a little bit of a step down. And then after that, then you get into the Darius Slaytons of the world, who's a good player. He's not great. He's definitely not the three guys we just talked about. You get into old faces, which the Chiefs are all about. MVS just got released. I can't imagine that they bring MVS back, but if they do, that's going to be met with reactions. Let's put it that way. DeMarcus Robinson. I could see the Chiefs flipping a seventh round pick to the Rams. Mike Williams, to me, I don't get why they'd go after him. Like, he just doesn't look right physically. I just don't see it. Adam Thielen's another guy in Carolina that you look at. Okay, maybe. I mean, he makes sense. He's got this year and next year on his deal. He's older, but he's still productive. There's a lot of receivers out there. I'll give you one other name to watch. I don't think they do it, but it's a name. Christian Kirk. I think financially it's kind of a no-go for the Chiefs. But Jacksonville is going to unload guys. And Kirk is somebody who I think would be an amazing fit in Kansas City's offense. I just don't know that financially that it would work out for him.
I mean, Matt, you know they're bringing MVS back, right? Like, that's not a question.
Like an hour long segment.
Okay, I'm just saying that's not a question to me. That's a debate. You're in question about it. I already got MVS playing Sunday against San Francisco.
it's one of those things. If they had 2022 MVS and lost him, I'd be like, oh yeah, no question. He was so bad last year that I almost feel like Mahomes might throw himself in front of that. I mean, maybe he would. Maybe he'd say, look, I know him and I believe. But if you're the Chiefs, like, you're not playing them in front of Worthy. You're not playing them in front of Watson. You're not playing them in front of Juju. That's it. Like, the DeMarcus Robinson thing, I feel like that's much more like they'll just, yeah, here's a conditional seventh-round pick, and DeMarcus Robinson will come in and play 47 snaps. But, look, this whole year, it seems like the whole team has been getting the band back together. Why not? Just go get them both, and we can move forward.
Last thing here about the Chiefs, and I do want to get your thoughts on the rest of the moves around the National Football League. What do you think is the most the Chiefs would spend now? Because I was looking at the compensation for Amari Cooper. I mean, that's how much it costs if you want to get a wide receiver that moves a needle. Darius Slayton right. is a fine player, but Darius Slayton doesn't really move the needle, and the Chiefs have like four versions of Darius Slayton already on their team. What's the most you think the Chiefs would spend at the deadline to go get another wide receiver?
I think that realistically, the most that anybody's going to cost is probably Deontay Johnson. And that's probably a three, maybe even a four. But I think because the Chiefs are who they are and where they're drafting, I think it would probably be their third round pick. I think that's probably the right answer. I don't think it'd be Tennessee's pick. I think it'd be their own. I will throw one curveball, and I think this has like a 0.1% chance of materializing, but I also think it can't be completely discounted. What if the Dolphins just stink and Tua doesn't come back and they're like, let's say for this year, and they're 2-6 and Tyreek Hill just says, I'm done with this, trade me. Like, if you look at the financials of that whole situation, his base salary this year is like $1 million and next year it's 10. If I were the Chiefs and by any miracle that was even like a possibility, I would call them and be like, you want a first and Tennessee's third? Because it's done. I don't think that is really going to happen, but I have seen weirder things happen in the NFL, and Miami feels like they're teetering on the brink of being like 2-5, 2-6.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam for a couple more minutes. He is with Sports Illustrated, breaking through some of the big wide receiver trades. Let's keep it with Amari Cooper and keep it with Buffalo. I love the move. I love the fit for Buffalo. They were a team that needed a number one wide receiver. You now add him to the mix. You got James Cook. I think you got a couple of capable running backs. Davis is pretty good. Ty Johnson is pretty good. You got a couple of capable tight ends. You add that to Keon Coleman, Curtis Samuel, and some of the weapons. Buffalo's got some firepower right now.
Yeah, they do. Look, you know what? If you're the best, I wrote last night after they beat the Jets, I wrote a reaction piece for Sports Illustrated. I wrote the Bills need to add a receiver to be a real contender because right now they just can't win with him and with Allen on time and in structure. They can't do it. Cooper gives them that. Now, I think there's layers to this. The Bills are definitely better, and between Cooper, Shakir and Kincaid, that's look, not an unbelievable trio, but it's a solid trio. And when you factor in Allen in the run game, that should be a good offense. I do think that they still are not as good as they were a year ago. I still think that's true. Diggs is a better player, at least was a better player than Cooper. And while Gabe Davis has never been a guy that I've been overly fond of his game, he's better than any of these guys are trotting at. He's better than Keon Coleman at this point. He's better than Mac Hollins. So I still think, all told, the Bills were a better team a year ago than they are right now. But I think they wake up – well, they'll wake up tomorrow a better team than they woke up today. And so, look, right now in the AFC, I think five teams matter. And it's Buffalo, Houston, Baltimore, Kansas City, and until they're dead and buried, Cincinnati. The rest of these teams, yeah, you might get a playoff team or two. Yeah, obviously you're going to have to. I don't think any of them are meaningful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Looking at the other major trade that has happened, Davante Adams is now a member of the New York Jets. I mean, there were only two teams to me that he was going to go to. He was either going to go to the Jets or the Saints. I think we knew that the Jets had to be the favorite. I mean, I knew whenever Mike Williams didn't catch that ball and that ball got intercepted, at that moment, Aaron Rodgers looked at somebody and said, I will never throw another pass to Mike Williams.
Yes, it was over immediately, which, by the way, is funny in the sense that Rodgers just absolutely buried him in a press conference after the game. And, you know, like, Aaron, to be fair, though, you also under threw that ball by like 10 yards.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, it's just a terrible throw. I don't care what his excuse is, an awful throw. But in any event, you know what? Like, I graded this thing this afternoon, and I gave the Jets a D and the Raiders an F. Like, when is the last time a team two games under 500 traded away a top 100 pick for a 32-year-old player, and he's going to be 32 in December. When did that? That never happens. And there's a reason it doesn't happen. It's because it's dumb. They're not winning the Super Bowl. I don't care if they brought Davante Adams. Can Davante Adams coach? Can he play the run? Can he get a pass rush? Because if you can't do any of those things, they're not going anywhere. And Rodgers, look, I think he's been fine this year. He's not been anywhere near the player he was when he was winning MVPs. He's just, and that's fine. He's 41 years old this season. But, like, they're not good. And Adams coming in there doesn't make them good. And as far as the Raiders are concerned, you know, the Raiders, like, I don't want, like, the Raiders should have eaten some of his salary and gotten that thing up to a two, but they didn't because they don't want to eat the salary because Mark Davis doesn't have the cash on hand a lot of other owners do. And now you got to sit there. They gave up a first and a second round pick 2 years ago for Adams and had Derek Carr for a year and then had Garoppolo, O'Connell, and Minshew throwing him passes. I mean, that's a catastrophe of a trade. So, yeah, look, in the end, I think both teams kind of win the Bills-Browns trade. I like it for both teams. I don't like the trade for Adams for either side.
Last question here, Matt. We do our yearly during the bye week. We don't ask Patrick any football questions, and we ask him random questions. We asked him what his favorite Pop-Tart flavor is, and he said that he's never had one before. Do you have a favorite Pop-Tart flavor?
Wait, he's never had a Pop-Tart?
That's what he said earlier today on the show. He said he's never had one before.
That's worse than him putting ketchup on a steak. Thank God for him. He's good at football. A brown sugar cinnamon all day. Heat it up for 11 seconds. You're good to go.
That is our guy, Matt Verderam, joining us on the show. Matt, man, I appreciate you.
No problem. Anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.